All right, we call it the best 5 minutes of the day. One of the things is we magically stretch it into 7 or 8 minutes sometimes, oftentimes. Jason Kanz from Eau Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
And the passing of Charlie Daniels yesterday at the age of 83, and having hosted a talk show for 24 years, I'm like, hey, I interviewed him on at least one occasion, but trying to go dredge that up, at least so far this morning, I haven't been able to do that. But Devil Went Down to Georgia, right, is the song he's best known for. Do you remember that one as a kid? Do you remember that one?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I used to love that song. I actually followed Charlie Daniels on Twitter, and he was fairly active on Twitter, even up until very recently. So, kind of interesting. You know, it's a big cultural loss for us, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reflecting over the last couple of days. So Charlie Daniels died. I posted yesterday that there was a composer named Ennio Morricone who died, or Morricone, who did the soundtrack to the for The Mission, which was a fairly popular movie. And in the last few days, Hugh Downs also died.
Right. At age 98. Each of them living, you know, Charlie Daniels was 83. I think Morricone, as you said, was 91.
91, yeah.
And Hugh Downs, 98 years old, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
All right, well, you shared something yesterday on Facebook, and I wanted to go there, and it was your take, you said, on Romans 12, 20, and 21. So first of all, step back and tell me what prompted you to share that.
Well, I love Romans 12. I think we've touched on this a little bit here. I've been working on this project for a number of years, where I've been writing through the New Testament as though God were telling me about it. And I finished that over the weekend and decided, okay, now it's time to jump in and start editing. And I thought I would start with Paul's letters, Romans being the first one of them. And so, I mean, the whole book of Romans is amazing. And this section in Romans 12 talks so much about how we relate to one another as believers, I think. And as I was editing through, I came upon those verses in 20 and 21 and kind of how I rendered those, and just was very struck by that in terms of even the world we're living in right now. So,
all right, well, let's get to sharing specifically. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what I wrote was, do the opposite of what your sinful, self-protective nature tells you. If your enemy is hungry, share your food. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Paul wrote acting contrary to your sinful nature will heap burning coals upon your enemy's head. Do not immediately think of this as punishment, but understand that such treatment does lead to discomfort. Undeserved mercy is countercultural, and for the one who clings to evil, receiving mercy is precisely what they do not expect. Evil is not destroyed by more evil, but only by good. Never by hate, but only by love. Never by deception, but only by truth. Never through self-seeking, but only through the cross.
Hmm. I love the beginning and the end. I love especially as we, I think, are partners in the significance of what's either spiritual theology or this relational theology that takes a look at the importance of relationship in the Trinity and the preeminent significance of that. And then for you to write, let me say, do the opposite of what your sinful self-protective nature tells you. I love that for a start for Romans 12:20. So.
Well, and I think that's, again, it reflects the world we live in, and I think it reflects the world Paul lived in. I think it's part of our human nature, human condition, to really do whatever it takes to protect ourselves, and Jesus came to show us the opposite way of living.
Absolutely. And then in the way you ended, too, evil is not destroyed by more evil, but only by good, never by hate, but only by love. Never by deception, but only by truth. Never through self-seeking, but only through the cross. Outstanding. Hey, yesterday we talked about 26 years. Sunday marked 26 years since Stephen Curtis Chapman's very successful Heaven in the Real World. We're going to hear the title song in a moment. But you talked about that project, probably your favorite from SC Squared. Any particular thoughts about that title song, Heaven in the Real World?
You know, again, I think that it was so good in terms of this notion of living with, it relates even to the stuff with Dallas Willard, living with Christ's presence right here. How do we bring a light into the world that is kind of affected by darkness and evil?
And plus, isn't it that idea that it's not just, I think it's so important, heaven isn't just a place we go to. Jesus in Luke 17 says, the kingdom of heaven is within you. We're called to be salt and light as the Spirit of God is within us. 1 Corinthians 6:19, we are the house for God. And so now go and, you know, bring heaven into the world.
Amen. Yeah, so. Absolutely.
All right. Very good.
That song is still relevant.
And we're going to hear it right now. Blast from the Past, awesome. Song in the morning. Thanks, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow. WWIB. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you. We are at Tuesday. So
Jim Gaffigan's birthday today.
Oh, there you go.
I'm familiar with a little of his stuff. Caleb seems to be much more
aware.
Yeah,
he really likes Jim Gaffigan. Yeah. I know what Caleb tells me. I've heard little bits and pieces. Uh-huh. He's the Hot Pockets guy. So
right. Yeah, there you go. So I was trying to find a short clip of him, but usually everything I was finding was like 6 minutes or longer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
A little bit lengthy. So
very good. Hey, I was very excited to share with you this morning. Yesterday, I picked up a couple of Brené Brown books.
Aha.
You keep telling me that I would enjoy it. So and Paula Peterson was here last week and was visiting with us on the air, and she mentioned some Brené Brown, too. So I thought, all right, Roth, it's time.
Right.
So here I go.
Which ones did you get?
Something about Wilderness.
Okay. I don't remember. I'm not familiar with
that. I actually took pictures of the covers because I knew you were going to ask me that, and then I left my phone in the other room.
Okay.
So I'll get back. But so far, I'm like, oh, this is good. I can read this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I was actually listening to two of hers, Braving the Wilderness.
Braving the Wilderness. That's the one.
I was listening to two of hers around the time the pandemic hit. And then I just became just kind of engulfed in trying to keep up on that.
Yes.
But that was about the power of vulnerability. It was an audiobook. And about daring to lead. She's a lot of them. And, you know, as a shame researcher, she did a TED Talk that went viral and really.
Yes.
That was kind of the.
Yeah, I need to watch that because
I've heard
about
it. There's a Netflix special with her right now and everything.
Is there?
Well, there you go.
Well, I'm very excited to delve in because I keep hearing the name. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like, when you just keep, like, things just, people keep talking about you, keep hearing about it, and it's like, okay, maybe God's trying to tell me I need to read me some Brené Brown.
There's a lot of good stuff there. I mean, I think in terms of, dealing with shame and getting rid of that, and everybody's got it to one degree or another. So,
The question is,
when you've got somebody who's written a lot like that, like, where do you jump in, you know?
Right.
Where
that
do you
was
start?
My, you know, where I started, the paperback section and the one that kind of like it, the reason I went with the Wilderness one is because it talked about how polarized people are right now.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I went with that. But I went paperback, not hard copy. Cause
right. I mean, I think cha-ching. Like The Gifts of Imperfection is another one that's very good. Yeah. I'm looking at that. So
well, I got to build my library, I guess.
So there's Daring Greatly. And then Dare to Lead. So Daring Greatly, I read Dare to Lead. I was listening to. Yeah, good stuff. Well, I'm glad. We'll have more to share.
Yeah. Very excited.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you.
Well, pandemic pounds is how they've been referred.
COVID-19.
The COVID-19.
Pounds,
yeah,
that
right.
is.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So how many pounds have you gained, I guess, the collective question for folks during the pandemic?
It has been a challenge. You know, there is something to that whole stress eating and being home more. And yeah, it's definitely a challenge.
I used to find that I would stress eat, and not so much anymore, but it used to be that I would stress eat if there was any food nearby when the Packers were playing. For whatever reason, I was just like, I'd gobble up anything nearby. But then, of course, there's no sports anymore.
So you'd think that helped you.
You would think. But then, just find other ways and means.
Right.
Well, what they say is Americans have lost all hope of getting a summer body this year. It is July 7th due to COVID-19. The
Pools
survey of
2,000 anyway.
Americans found that 63% are giving up on this because, again, they share that they've gained up to 16 pounds during their time in isolation.
That's interesting. So for me, like I have to admit, you know, I had done so well losing weight. It was my goal to keep it off, and I still am doing very, very well. But the pandemic really did impact that. It really did impact that. But, you know, it was like I gained it and then now I'm losing it again because I'm like, no, I did not work this hard. So for me, I find like I track all of my food.
Sure.
I enter it into an app and that really, really helps me. It makes me more mindful of what I'm eating and why I'm eating. And I have started, like, I'll drink a glass of water. If I feel munchy and snacky, I'll drink a glass of water before I let myself decide on a snack. And I have all kinds of little tricks. I could just keep going, but you look a little glazed, so.
Glazed reminds me
like
of a donut.
Donuts.
Yes.
Yeah, you like my donuts.
Which somebody would bring in as soon as we start a diet.
My daughter, Elena, so cupcakes. She's been into baking. Mm. And so yesterday, these rainbow cupcakes, and
ooh,
then she had this incredible frosting on top. And so I might have had one that capped off breakfast this morning.
That
so
sounds delicious.
One of the challenges I'm facing. You think, actually, the poundage was higher for people than 16 pounds. Not for you particularly, but I thought when I said this story off air, you thought Americans gained even more than 16 pounds.
I think I might just be speaking from personal experience, but it feels that way.
Yeah.
But honestly, this deep slide probably started way back near Christmas when I had too many treats and then didn't quite recover. Mm-hmm. So
it is hard.
Working on it.
Talking about glazers or glazed donuts and yummy food. My kids have requested that Dean make his grilled glazers this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds like
glazer donuts on the grill.
With cream and fresh strawberries.
No, he makes a homemade caramel sauce that he drizzles over there
too,
with a little drizzle of chocolate and a pinch of sea salt.
All right. That's
don't bring those in.
That'll be Saturday.
Brunch at the Rock House. We'll all be there.
You know, people can always find things to complain about, myself included. I'll admit I'm guilty of that. But I just think these are pretty fantastic. They are office complaints. So real complaints office workers have shared with their managers. Are we ready?
And some of these may have been pre-COVID because
maybe now we've
learned to be content.
Yeah.
Here's the first one. I don't like the color of the extension cord under my desk. Really?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's under your desk. What are you doing under there anyway?
The color of it.
Apparently.
Real complaints from real people in real offices back when a lot of folks worked in offices. The bathrooms are boring.
Well, how much fun do you need to have in there? Come on. Yeah.
Now, people have said around here the bathrooms are cold.
Yeah, we have a heater in the women's bathroom in the winter.
Another complaint heard from people is the air in the building smells like bacon.
That's a reason to get the job, not complain about it.
There's too much natural light.
Different smells that can protrude from the staff kitchen, right?
Yeah, that's... Mm-hmm.
Real office complaints, my workstation is not located in a place that's going to get me a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all about the visibility.
The green color of the carpet is making me ill, and I would like to hire an exorcist to remove the evil spirits.
Huh.
Wow.
Okay, some strong
I've never heard
there.
Those two related.
I guess not. The smell from the potpourri at the reception desk is killing tropical fish in the wellness center one below. How much potpourri do you have?
Must be a lot. Speaking of potpourri, real office complaints, one worker said, the women's restroom floor has too much shine and reflects up into the neighboring stall like a mirror.
Oh, goodness. I like to work here.
I want to go where the building smells like bacon and just kind of see sort of...
Better bacon than some other things. Just saying.
Going too spiritual if I quote Philippians 2 says, do everything without complaining or arguing?
Right.
Anyhow, if you're the Christian employee, you can stand out in that regard. Now, there may be a bit of a generational divide here.
I was just going to say, now, I got that right away.
Well, here's the thing. I knew, even though I don't know this music, I could guess because of what we're talking about. I could guess what it was.
Yes.
So.
Right. But it's from the dating game. And we're talking about some, again, in today's world, apps and dating and singles. Although it's had to have been impacted quite a bit by COVID, right?
I feel like there's dating apps. And I don't know personally, but I feel like there's as many dating apps as there are streaming services.
Yes,
now.
I think you're
Everything from like Christian Mingle to like Farmers Only or whatever, that Super Bowl.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's so many.
I actually had the thought yesterday in terms of streaming services, because Hillary, you're talking about some adjustments in yours at home and Caleb, that I'm like, to write it down and figure it out. I mean, it's really quite the plan. And because all of a sudden you hear about shows,
yeah,
but you're like, oh, I'd like to see that. But that's not even what we're talking about. We're talking about dating. So,
yes.
Weird dating app profiles. So dating sites and apps are used by a lot of folks as a way to meet somebody special. But some people have some peculiar, even occasionally concerning descriptions in their profile.
Again, yes. First impressions are everything on these, I'm guessing. So
here we go. Real profile descriptions. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. This one. I'm just going to preface this by saying, run away, ladies. I have little to no, or I have no little or no empathy with other humans.
Mm-hmm.
Little or no empathy with other humans. Not okay. No. Run away.
Yeah. Far away.
Far, far away. Okay.
Another odd dating app profile. I do understand and love animals, but I'm not above eating the tasty ones.
That sounds like something my husband
would say.
That
could be interesting. Maybe strike up a conversation.
Like a good steak, but I also like cats.
That could be a Wisconsin guy for sure.
Yes.
Here's one. If you want a socially awkward, nerdy, redneck carnivore with road rage issues on a part-time basis, then hit me up.
It's a lot of caveats
really
there.
Really selling yourself there. Oh, goodness. Real dating app descriptions. My hobbies are binge watching TV shows and binge eating marshmallows.
I like marshmallows.
Yeah, they're worse things to eat.
Dating app profiles. If I do meet someone, she will have to understand that I will spend more time away than with her. Again, a lot of these are just concerning.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Don't be surprised if my sister comes along in a few days. I mean, why do you put something that in no way draws someone? The other end of this is people just completely lying, right?
Yes. At least they're being honest.
This is painful honesty.
That's true. This one is a little... I don't think I could date this. Hobbies include stretching earthworms until they nearly snaps. Not okay. Creepy. Not okay. Don't do these things.
Uh-huh. I just kind of want to know what photos go along with these.
No.
There you go. Someday it'd be interesting.
Be careful out there, friends.
I've heard from a number of couples who have met through these pathways and have married.
Yes.
And I know that is true in the WIB listening audience. So someday it'd be interesting to get some of those stories.
We had one plan when we were going to start talking, and then Hillary found something else off the air that we probably won't bring on the air yet. But
that's okay. It might happen in the future.
Yeah.
For all of our Wisconsin Hamilton polka fans out there. Coming soon.
W.A. Yankovic is just one of my
favorite
artists of all
time. He really
time.
Is.
Anyway, special events today that you may take part in and celebrate. You say, hey, all these events this summer, they're canceled. Not everything.
Today.
Not Chocolate Day. Because today is Chocolate Day.
It is.
I feel like there's a lot of those. I'm not going to investigate it further because there should be. There should be. Celebrate with vim and vigor.
Also, Kayla, make sure you do this. Father-daughter take a walk together day.
I take walks with my youngest daughter. So, Lily is 9, Cooper's 5, Nora's 2. The 2-year-old just figured out how to open pretty much every door that goes to the outside. And she just thinks it's a great game to sprint
to
out
go
that
into
door.
The out.
So, yes, we do have walks together, which is more me chasing after her. And like, okay, we don't want this to be a game that you're running away from me.
Yeah.
But, she's cackling and looking behind to see if Daddy's chasing her when she slips out the door.
I just have to say, when I was itty-bitty, I used to love to open doors and go outside, and I never slept as a child. My mom sewed bells onto my pajamas, and she also put bells on all of the exterior doors of our home so that she would know where I was at night. Not kidding. That was me. I was the non-sleeper.
The escape artist.
I'm making up for it now with all my naps.
Yes, there you go.
Global Forgiveness Day.
Global Forgiveness Day should be practiced every day, but you know what? No time like the present to start.
Yes.
Global Forgiveness Day. Special events. I think this could go along with Chocolate Day very well. It is Strawberry Sundae Day.
Delicious. Also, Macaroni Day. Not just for eating, but also for art.
Indeed. Just put some paste on
there
some paper and macaroni
it
up.
Yes.
Not sure if that would work so well with the chocolate, the strawberry sundaes, but you do you, Wisconsin.
Yeah, why not? Also, I'm just going to add in here, the number for the day is 80, which is the percentage of air in a marshmallow. Marshmallows are 80%
air. 80%
air. And 20% deliciousness.
Indeed.
It's a good day, friends. Go make the best of it.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at wwib.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.